Welcome to episode 336 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we are passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Lindsay, Donna, and George. I don't think any of us on this podcast would claim to be fashionistas, but we do travel a lot, and we have some collective wisdom on do's and don'ts when it comes to picking out what to pack for your travel. Comfort is a given, but of course you want to look good and not stick out like a sore thumb. So this week, we wanted to give you some tips on what not to wear and what are some tried and true basics for your travel wardrobe. So let's get started. So I guess the thing that you think of most is the typical American going to Europe to get like a sore thumb. So
with their I Love USA t-shirt on and their political affiliation hat that only makes sense in this country, and then the big old bright Nike shoes and the fanny pack.
Yes.
Fanny packs are out.
What's that?
Fanny packs are out.
Yes, wow. Fanny packs are out for okay. Fashion reasons, but more for safe security reasons.
They're really easy to switch. When I chaperoned that trip to London, all the kids wanted fanny packs, so the kids are bringing them back.
So if you take your fanny, if you take your fanny pack and you spin it around and make it a belly pack, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I think you're still, I mean, it better have some type of little safety, like click lock or something, because you're leaving yourself open to pickpockets. I don't know. I always think about that when I think about my bags for
that's why I've never been to Europe.
Travel.
Well, I guess it depends on what you're wearing over it. Like if you have a coat on, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have a coat on or something. Yeah. But we're kind of like, So what are the things that you leave out of your suitcase?
You mean that I forget or that I specifically
Well, that's a different podcast. Things we've forgotten everywhere we've ever been.
I tend to not travel with graphic tees.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't.
So if I go when I'm traveling, I'm not wearing, you know, my Denver Broncos shirt or, you know, so-and-so basketball team or football team or whatever. I don't wear those kinds of things or like some barbecue that I went to, you know, or party or whatever. So I tend to wear plain shirts because then it doesn't identify you as to where you're from either.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then you know,
a little bit of a safety thing.
So what else do you not wear? I don't wear my like running shoes or the, as they call them, trainers. Because there's a different style of shoe that people wear in Europe and abroad, and they're kind of they're comfortable, but they're a little more, look a little more. I don't know what they're called. They're like,
but that one's a hard one for me, you know, because I have had a lot of issues with my feet, and I have to have like really comfortable, good, sturdy, good walking shoes. So I will wear them. I don't really. Yeah, I do. I know.
Do you remember when we had the security guy on and he mentioned like that's how they pick out the tourists?
Well, I was with it. When I was in London, sure. I was with a whole tour group of, and the teacher was doing the roll call.
So you were going to stick out. Stick out like a sore thumb anyway. So I guess that's a good point, is like if it's depends on what you're doing when you're traveling. If you're trying to blend in, if you're trying to be incognito, you probably don't want to stand out. I know in the Caribbean you don't want to wear camo because it's against the law.
It is on a lot of islands. That surprised me. Didn't realize that.
Yeah, because they don't have actual uniforms in some places, and that's how they
identified.
Well, I think that one of the absolute biggest things is dressing for comfort. So, I mean, go ahead and spend the little extra money to get the really good sandals, mm-hmm. or the really good like walking shoes from the walking company or, you know, the Birkenstock store or whatever. Spend a little extra because your feet will thank you.
Yeah, nothing will ruin your trip faster than blisters or...
Oh, yes. And I bought a pair of sandals in Italy some 20 years ago. And I had them resold and because they're really good, expensive sandals. And they have lasted me for 20 years. Yeah. And I take them wherever I travel.
One other thing that I do is I bring extra pairs of shoes to change out. And it was actually the Run Disney races that taught me that. And then I just apply it when I go to Europe now because it makes so much sense because you're giving your shoe a day of rest to uncompress.
Uncompress. And yes.
Going on versus just pounding the crud out of that. Especially you walk so much. I mean, I don't even know what my pedometer said when I, you know, the last trip I was on, but I know I walk quite a bit every day, yeah, up and down stairs and all over. So the shoes, the other thing is fabric type. And that was something that I didn't really think about until I had to pack for that trip where I was trying to take everything in a carry-on. The thickness and wrinkle resistant. Wrinkle-resistant clothing and the fabric type that you want if you're going to end up, if you might be in a situation where you have to wash your clothes in the sink, yeah, and hang them to dry. How fast does that fabric dry? Do you want to be there 3 days waiting for it to dry? Or do you want quick dry? Having quick dry socks can save you. Having merino wool, good quality fabrics and clothing, it's not the time to go, unless you're planning on just disposing of your clothing as you're traveling. It's not the time to go stock up at Walmart on the...
I will say, too, those merino wool socks. I have several pairs of those, and I've had times where our feet have gotten wet, and mine, I don't get the blisters, and the other people with me had blisters from their other socks, but those, that kind of fabric is really good for if your feet get wet. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, packing layers... Especially if you go to Alaska. I mean, I know, Sandy, you're laughing. Remember how many layers I had when we were in Fairbanks?
We got lucky on this because it was unseasonably warm when we were in Fairbanks.
It was, but I was ready for it, darn it. I was going to know every day.
Unseasonably warm was like 20s and 30s. But, you know, like we were looking at the typical weather and it was like 0 degrees. And I was like, I don't even know what kind of shoes to even, you know, like this is not okay. But that turned out to be okay. We got lucky.
Do you guys wear pajamas on planes? I know we're going to get in a taboo topic here right now. This is we're going to fight.
No, do you? I've never seen you wear pajamas.
I don't wear them.
No, I was going to say.
No, I don't wear them on plane. I wear clothing, but not pajamas. I definitely will say I am guilty of if I'm just flying in the States, I do not make an effort to dress nicer, but if I am flying abroad, I do dress nicer because there is a difference in how you're treated, depending on what you're wearing. So I will say that that's, I don't want to step off the plane and somewhere and set the tone for my experience with my outfit, but, you still want to be.
Yeah, I always wear just very, looser fitting so that if it doesn't, you know, it doesn't wrinkle. And that's the other thing is when it's wintertime, you still want to dress in layers because running through an airport in a sweater, then you get to the other gate that's the way across because you were running. You want to be able to take that off.
Yeah, and it always seems like in the summertime is when the airports are freezing and you don't think about it when you leave your house and you should grab a sweater for the plane.
That's where that layering comes in. And people forget, I think that's one of the mistakes people make when they pack to go someplace tropical is you don't, and I've done this too. I'm guilty throwing myself under the bus here of deciding I was going to go someplace warm and not planning for coming home to someplace really cold then I'm leaving. I'm getting picked up at the airport in a skirt or shorts or something.
Well, what's really cool is actually the Minnesota airport has a coat storage. Really? So you can pay a small fee and they will keep your heavy winter coat for you while you go to your tropical destination.
Yeah, like a
and then when you get yes.
That's brilliant.
It's a coat valet at the airport.
See, these are things that you don't need in North Carolina, but makes sense in where'd you say
in Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah. I can see why you would need that in Minnesota.
I think it's Minneapolis, so but yeah. I thought that was one of the coolest things.
In SeaTac, they have a place for you to store your fish.
Oh, God.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, your fish. There's a cold storage.
Yes.
You have to pay for it, but there's cold storage available.
For your salmon.
Everybody comes to get salmon, and yeah.
I remember in Anchorage, they had vending machines with, like, knitted mittens and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Really nice thick mittens and socks and things like that.
I've always thought that all airports should have like a sock and underwear vending machine.
Yeah, right.
Or something like that. You know, they could just make a killing. Like, if anybody listens to this is looking for a store idea, put bare essentials in the store, put a chain in every single airport and sell just the things that you would absolutely need if your luggage got lost or delayed.
They do fortune. In Europe, because I've gone to some of the little like apothecary stops, and they do sell underwear too.
Oh, that was the hardest. Like I couldn't find where anyway. So and you would know, Donna, because you've lost your luggage.
I have lost my luggage. They've lost
your luggage so many times. You probably know where to buy everything.
I do. Everything,
that's another thing that like going back to the shoe thing, I just can't get away from it because I have very large feet and I can't just go into any store and buy cutesy little shoes, you know? So like if I go to Europe and I'm wearing my trainers, then I know my feet are going to be okay. But if I'm wearing these cutesy little shoes and something goes wrong, I might not be able to buy another pair of cutesy little shoes.
Yeah. You might not be able to find another pair that's comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not to mention unmentionables, but the same thing's true for bras or anything that you're an odd size of, or that you have to have a special kind to be comfortable or that's the last thing you want to have to rebuy on a vacation.
Or like your ski clothes.
or your ski clothes.
Your expensive ski clothes or...
Yeah.
So what are like, I'm guilty of taking too much clothing too. So I've done it both ways. I've made the mistake of not taking the things I felt I needed, but then I've also overpacked like I was going to move permanently, like I was permanently relocating to another country.
I remember Heidi talking about this because, you know, she's so minimalist and can make like 10 outfits out of 3 things. And, I remember her saying, like, when you go and you're thinking, I'm just going to throw this thing in there at the last minute. And she's like, don't. And then sure enough, anytime I ever do that, I don't wear that thing, you know, like I clearly need something like that. It's, you know, so I think that's a good tip. Yeah. It's like, just resist that urge to throw that last thing in. It doesn't match any outfit. You've already planned your outfits. You know what you're going to do. And worst case,
that's key.
Probably wash something,
Yeah, that's key right there, is planning your outfits.
Yeah,
I think for me that really helps me. That's when if I want to travel carry on only, I have to write down what's the weather going to be like, what am I going to be doing, and really think through my travel, my steps of my travel, to plan accordingly, and then plan for if I'm going to do laundry, what day I'm going to do it, and then. The outfits that I can modify or layer. I'm never going to be as talented at it as Heidi, but I did get pretty good at recycling clothing into different outfits.
Yeah.
I've been able to do that on a multiple trips now and felt like I kind of pared it down, but it's a fine balance really between taking your entire closet and
yeah, it's easier when you're going to like a warm climate because your clothes are going to be, you know, breezier shorts and
Unless you're going to Florida.
Then you're going to be hot and sweaty and everything.
Then you're gonna need to change your clothes 3 times a day. Exactly. You're gonna need a jacket at night with jeans. Because Florida weather is insane.
I think Florida, and especially like going to Disney World, you could do like a whole fashion podcast on that alone because of how hot it gets it's always gonna be hot.
That and cruising too. I take more clothes on a cruise, on a 7-day cruise. I took more clothes on that 7-day cruise than I did for my entire 40-day trip to Europe.
That's different though, because you usually want to dress up at night. So, well, and we were on a business trip too, so it wasn't like we were hanging out by the pool in our bathing suit every day. We were having to wear like a business casual outfit and then
dress for cocktails.
Yeah. I think I wore my business casual to dinner too, though. I don't think I changed as much. I think that was one of those instances where I had a lot of dresses with me and about half of them actually outworn. I just didn't. Yeah. And we had like a couple suitcases each. I remember we all went to Disney World first, and the three of us, and ended up like, how did we get to Miami?
I don't know, but you're never picking.
We had a friend pick us up and take us there.
Yeah, we had a ride with Ashley.
We had a ride.
Yeah, and luckily she had a big car. We had a lot of luggage between the three of us. That was
yes, because I had a trip afterwards. I was going to Turks and Caicos, so I had to pack extra for all my connection gear.
Circle.
You know, all my magazines that I knew that I was going to get, as well as packing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that can make it hard too, depending on the length of your trip, but of what you need to bring. And I always utilize if I can mail stuff home, I'll mail stuff home. Yeah. And most of the time it's a box of dirty clothes.
Yeah. I think I might do maybe when we come visit you, because I have a feeling I'll probably try to buy like t-shirts for the boys and stuff, you know, before, I don't know, probably the first day or two. And then I can just get that out of the way and ship it home. I don't have to worry about it the rest of the time.
Yeah, and then you don't have to carry it around with you or haul it home. There's nothing that infuriates me more now than when I come home from a trip and I have like an entire one of those packing cubes full of some stuff I didn't wear.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most irritating thing, because that's so much more. That's
suitcase, yeah.
Well, look at, it's all that extra weight you carry on. Cause I don't care how light you think your suitcase is when you're at home, about the, you know, fourth or fifth day in your trip. And especially if you go for a longer trip, you're about ready. I only had a carry on in Europe and I was ready to leave it somewhere. I was so tired of carrying it around.
Don't stuff your bag on the way there because buy stuff, you know, so you want space in your luggage to come home with.
And you don't want to play fast and loose with that weight requirement either, because when you come home, your clothes are clothes that are dirty way more than clothes that are clean. I don't know why. I'm not a scientist, but it is a fact.
It's all the sweat. Dust mites.
Yeah, dust mites and whatever. I don't know what it picks up, but my clothing gained. I ate so much on vacation, even my clothing gained weight. I don't know. What are some other, George, you've been super quiet. Are you just king fashionista over there? You never make any.
Nope. I wear whatever I want. If you don't like it. So my go-to flight clothes were always sweatpants just because they're comfortable. And, last year I started buying Duluth Trading fire hose pants.
Oh yeah.
So they're actually really stretchy and they have lots of pockets because they're cargo. So they actually now beat out the sweatpants for comfort.
I bet those are like good wicking too, right? Aren't they like?
They are. They're pretty thin. They're nice and cool. Yeah. Yeah.
You get some of those for Owen. That would be up his alley.
Yeah. Really like them.
Okay.
Other than that, no, I don't tend to overpack. I tend to underwear. So I pick out a pair of shorts and a shirt for every day. And then when I get in the all-inclusive and you spend all day in the swimsuit, I put on the shorts for an hour. I'm not going to throw them in the dirty bag. Yeah. I'll wear them again the next day. So yeah, I tend to bring home a lot of clean clothes.
I was going to say, that's what I tell all my people who go to all-inclusives. I overpack every time I go to an all-inclusive, because you underestimate the amount of time you're going to spend in a swimsuit and like cover it up. And then you have to have something to wear to dinner, but like you said, if you're bringing outfits for the day, unless you're doing shore, if you're going zip lining or doing a specific thing, you have to bring like closed toed water shoes for if you're going to Dens River Falls or if you're going wherever you're going.
Yep.
But yeah, otherwise you end up bringing way too much. And then you go home. In fact, that's what I was thinking about when I was talking about the packing cube. When I came home from couples, I had a whole packing cube of two dresses and covers that I didn't wear. I was so mad.
So if you're going to be more inclusive, invest in your bathing suits because you might want to pick.
Yes. But invest in the bathing suits. Extra bathing suits, too. People think they only take one.
Oh, yeah, no, wow. Because then putting on a wet bathing suit the next morning is not fun.
Yeah.
It's the worst feeling ever.
But
and they take forever to dry.
If you get sunburned, it can hurt if you switch up like the straps or something, because you kind of need to keep your straps in those lines that aren't, yeah.
in the non-burned areas.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh God, now I have to wear a bra. And now I can't. Yeah. Hopefully I'll be okay next time I go to the Caribbean. I don't have it on the books right now, which is sad, but.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Oh, because well, you have
you,
one on the
books. You can come with me. You can come with me in a few weeks.
Come. That would be awesome.
We'll find a place in the room for you.
I'm doing a spring break trip to Hilton Head, so I'll be okay. I get a little beach time. You know, it'll be nice.
I'm trying to think if there's anything we forgot. I'm sure that we forgot lots of things, and they're all the things that we do that we don't realize we're doing.
Well, you have on here the bags with security. What do you guys do?
Oh,
you know, I always carry a crossbody bag, and mm-hmm. like if I have a coat, I put it inside my coat. You know, I put the coat on the outside of my purse. So I feel like that's pretty good, you know.
That's pretty good. I like the bags that have the cut-proof straps, and then they have the security zippers. So the end of the zipper is a little clippy thingy, so it clips on a like a little loop.
Yeah, the bag I have right now.
So someone can't.
It's got like a little tab that you slip through a hole that makes it so you can't just open it.
I think the big tip there with bags is blending in. I always want to try and take a bag that doesn't make me stick out like a sore thumb or make me look like a target. I keep going back to safety, but a lot of what you wear is a beacon of what you're doing and why you're there. And you don't want to be an easy target. So my go-to travel bag is a real nondescript. It's gray. I know you've seen it a million times, Sandy. Every time we travel together, I take it with. But that's my.
It's so nondescript. I can't even think of what it looks like.
Yeah, it's great. It's just great. It blends right in. And then it's got the RFID blocking technology in the purse itself. And it's got all those little security clips and the cut-proof straps. And I probably never been in a situation where I actually needed it, but it makes me feel good to know that I have it.
I see some people with situation. Like these big bucket bags that are just wide open all the time and they're leaving it and they're turning around and talking to people, or backpacks. I'm always very nervous about backpacks. Like Disney has those really cute mountain fly bags that are adorable, but I feel like someone could totally unzip it while you're somewhere and just take your wallet out.
Do you know how, I can't count how many times I have had to tell someone in front of me your bag's unzipped.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, did they leave it unzipped or did somebody else unzip it to get something, or did it just come unzipped while you're walking around? So I know they make security. I keep seeing the ad on Kickstarter or something for some security bag that people makes a backpack that you can't get into. You have to take it off to get it open or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and so, I guess that would make sense. Or just do something to the zipper where it can't just easily come undone. Because if you make it where it's a hassle, then you'll feel it, you know, theoretically, I guess. But I don't know. I am not a fan.
I don't know.
Alrighty. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about it. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. on behalf of Donna, George, Lindsay, myself, Sandy, and that dog barking in the background, thank you for joining us.
It's not my dog.
Gotta fly.